Hare Krishna. This inspiration is about Krishna's abilities to speak all languages. To be a wonderful linguist means you know all the languages, also the language of a country like the higher planets where the Sanskrit language is spoken. At the time of Krishna's appearance, there was an old woman who once turned to the gopis because she was surprised about how Krishna could speak with everyone. She said, "How wonderful it is that Krishna, who owns the heart of all the young girls of Brajabhumi, can nicely speak the language of Brajabhumi with the gopis, while in Sanskrit he speaks with the demigods. And in the language of the animals, he can even speak with the cows and buffaloes. Similarly, in the language of the Kashmir province, that's the Himalaya area, and with the parrots and other birds, as well as in most common languages, this Krishna is so expressive." Yes, Krishna can understand all languages, but he responds especially to the language of devotion. If a devotee turns to him with a sincere desire to serve him, to be in his vicinity, to be close to him, and to satisfy him, then Krishna's ears immediately perk up and he especially listens to the request of a devotee. Practically, that means that we should turn to Krishna, we should address him, and we should do that not just with the brain, we should do that with some deep concern, with some devotion from our heart. Prayers which are offered to Krishna in any language whatsoever are not only understood, they are listened to and responded to by the Lord with great pleasure. Hare Krishna.